the MadTech Podcast Special, focusing on the most important topics in AdTech and MarTech.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's MadTech Podcast. I'm delighted to be joined in person. It's so exciting when you do an in-person podcast recording these days, with two very special guests. Firstly, I'd like to welcome Conrad Feldman, co-founder and CEO of Quantcast. Conrad, lovely to have you here in the Exchange Wire offices.
It is great to be here in person.
Yeah, and Conrad, for anyone seasoned in the industry, is an original ad tech pro, so it's really lovely to see him because I don't think we've seen each other for a couple of years, and it sort of reminds me of the early days of ATS events, right?
Yeah.
Back in the old days. And our second very special guest, Grace Bailey, who is Senior Agency and Digital Marketing Manager for Auto Trader. Grace.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you here.
It's lovely to be here.
Okay, so today what we wanted to talk about with the two of you, diverting from our usual news of the week format for the MadTech podcast, we wanted to focus this particular episode on a special topic, which is talking about the wider ecosystem of CTV, specifically looking at some of the available tech tools that support brands and marketers in CTV, and having a little bit of a chat about CTV as a marketing effectiveness environment and what might be coming down the line in terms of trends that both of you are seeing. So I want to kick that off with you, Grace, and asking you to maybe tell us a little bit about your role at Auto Trader.
Sure.
And what you're focusing on that brings you into the world of CTV from an Auto Trader point of view at the moment.
So yeah, at Auto Trader, I run all of our programmatic activity from anywhere from, you know, standard display activity to rich media, video, audio, and of course, connected TV. I think the kind of thing that we're looking at the moment is we always just want to be testing everything new to the market. We started testing CTV about a year or so ago. And at the moment, I think we're kind of still trying to figure out its place in the overall marketing mix, but also just making sure that we're always testing the latest in CTV. It's changing so much. It's changed so much since we did the initial test. There's so much on the market now. New people come into the market all the time. So for us, it's keeping up to date with what's going on and who's coming to the market, and just making sure that we kind of have an understanding of everything before we kind of settle almost. Yep.
That totally makes sense. We've talked a lot about the value of CTV to sort of brands and marketers specifically as a, you know, specific channel over the last couple of years at Exchange Wire. And I think that in general in the industry, CTV is coming up a lot in conversations. Yeah. As a route to reaching particular audiences in a particular environment that's outside of a sort of desktop display environment. So I just want to dive into a little bit perhaps a point of view on the particular role that CTV plays in your overall marketing mix. You've already noted that, you know, you like to stay abreast of developments and want to understand, you know, what's going to be the best channel for pushing out your brand. But can you talk to us a bit about how it compares to other brands and also how it deviates from linear TV opportunities? Because that's the other area that the conversation seems to be pushing into of late is, okay, so if we're going to divert budgets from elsewhere, either from linear or from other parts of the marketing budget into CTV, what is the actual specific value that that's going to bring us from a brand point of view?
Yeah, for us, we're not actually looking at the moment. We don't ever think that our CTV activity would replace linear TV. Yeah. All of it is like working in tandem with each other, and anything we want to do with CTV is to just kind of amplify what we do from a linear point of view. I think that's always in the back of our mind when we think about adding it to a plan or the benefits that we can get from adding it to a plan. And actually, you know, in this world at the moment, people's like viewing behaviors and the way that consumers are watching the TV or linear TV, it's changed a lot in the last few years. Mm. You know, just in general, the global pandemic, I think, had a massive increase on people's viewing behaviors and viewing a lot more like, you know, ad-funded content. And I think people are kind of getting used to the idea of ads in their kind of like linear TV, but also like in a digital point of view as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's about that kind of reward as well for watching an ad. You see it on like YouTube, or you'll see, and even from like an audio point of view as well. So people in general are just like able to watch ads more. And I think that that's where like in CTV, we have a lot more opportunity for targeting. I think from a linear point of view, is still pretty basic around like program targeting and things like that. So taking like CTV is just amplifying who we want to reach a lot more, and makes it much more about the consumer and the actual audience that we're looking for, rather than hoping they're going to be watching that ad on TV at that time.
That's super interesting, right? Because it feels like the obvious benefit of advertising in a CTV channel is reaching a particular audience.
Yeah.
What would you say, Conrad, your point of view from the tech side of things? Do you think that, you know, as an industry, we are really bringing that value to the marketer that's dedicating some budgets into CTV? How are they, you know, do you feel like they're able to reach the audiences that they're looking for? Is the tech kind of keeping pace with the demands from marketers to try and improve ROI on their spend?
I think there's obviously with any new channel, even channels we've had for a long time, there's always opportunities for improvement. At Quantcast, we've been very focused on making audiences more addressable in CTV. I'll talk about that, but also more measurable. I think there's a starting point, obviously, which is in terms of consumer behavior and where consumers are and where they're engaging quality content and where they're reachable is always going to be attractive to advertisers. It's got to fit in with the rest of the mix. But I think what's interesting is CTV is TV. It's also more because you're able to engage with TV-like content in more places. But CTV is also digital. And you know, I think the opportunity there for having finer-grained approaches to reaching the audiences you really care about is exciting. And also, we're able to move beyond TV being this sort of black box in terms of the information we can get out of it. So I'll give you some examples. In terms of audiences, obviously there's a lot of choice on CTV. That's one of the things that's really attractive. I saw a stat recently that in the US, I haven't seen these stats for the UK, but they'll be comparable because content's available everywhere now. There's something like 800,000 TV shows available.
There's not enough time in the world, right?
There's an enormous amount of choice for consumers, and that's a lot of different audiences. But you know, we find that from television, content consumption doesn't provide as much information about an audience's specific interests as online media consumption. Yeah. So one of the things we've been very focused on is using, obviously we've been working on understanding digital audiences since the introduction of Quantcast Measure in 2006, and with our advertising solutions, we're building predictive audience models. So rather than having sort of predefined static segments or saying, you know, the audience is just fixed for this whole channel or genre or maybe show, we're actually able to build a predictive model for individual audiences and for households. And then you, from the outcomes you're looking for as a marketer, you have a unique model for yourself based on digital media consumption, which we're then able to map into the CTV environment so that you can really reach the specific audiences you want. Obviously, the more you're able to reach the audience you intended to reach, the better results are. Of course, you have incremental reach opportunities. Those are significant. And the more that you're looking at certain demographics, obviously you look at that 18 to 24, CTV gives you significant incremental reach. But you can also use it to then drive downstream actions. So television doesn't have to be, you know, just upper funnel. It can be part of the full funnel solution. And, you know, we've introduced a number of, I think, really innovative measurement solutions. Mm. So the one we started with actually was being able to measure from CTV exposure to online conversions. Because obviously the way we're using machine learning, it's outcome-based. That delivers better results, but it also makes these systems much, much easier to use. As a marketer, you can focus on defining the outcomes, defining the constraints, but you don't have to think of every single input lever and keep track of all of those as the campaign goes on, which just frees you up to come up with new media strategies or test new creative approaches and so on. So we started there, but then we also introduced a solution to help measure brand lift. Once you have this connectivity between television exposure and an online audience, you can use it to actually engage groups of consumers who have been exposed to a television ad, a CTV ad, and also consumers that haven't been exposed to that, and ask them questions, you know, doing sort of surveys. So our solution, BrandLift Live, collects that information in real time, and you can see the effect that you're having in terms of creating awareness or recall or favorability from those ads. And it actually lets you do some things that we've taken for granted in digital for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, if you were doing, even if you weren't doing anything sophisticated in terms of how you decided the audiences you wanted to reach, imagine you had a few different creative executions. In digital, if you're getting worse response from one of the creatives, you'd turn it off.
Yeah.
You'd move the budget around. Well, now you can do that with television.
Yeah.
You know, in real time, you're able to get the response and shift those budgets around. If you did nothing else in terms of making the audiences more appropriate for what you're trying to do, if you just went out there and changed to the creatives that are working better, you're going to immediately improve the return on investment. So I think it's really, really exciting in terms of the ability to be more specific, to create more relevance for audiences, but to also be able to measure, which of course means you can sort of prove the return, but measurement means you can improve what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're able to respond and keep iterating and innovating.
Yeah. Change the way that you're creating campaigns, change your entire approach, in fact, over time, I suppose.
Exactly.
We're actually using it on our like most recent campaign, Brandlift Live, and we got really great creative feedback from the study that we've actually gone and made some edits based on that feedback. We'd heard it from a few places as well, but actually like Brandlift Live was a thing that has able to like make us better for the next round of creatives.
Which is super powerful, right? Because it means then that CTV advertising experience is a brand advertising experience as well as a potential performance channel as well, right?
Exactly.
So that broadens out the opportunity for what you can do with it.
Yeah.
And do you think that, because it feels to me that then the sophistication of those tools has really boosted over the last sort of, I want to say, you know, just from my outsider's perspective, the last kind of 12 to 18 months, is that how it feels like from the point of view of, you know, tech development? Is that how it feels like from the point of view of, you know, trying to execute? Conrad,
for us, certainly. I mean, a number of these solutions we have introduced over the last 18 months, and it's sort of the continuation of our investment in using, you know, machine learning to better understand audiences and to better measure outcomes. Measurement is changing anyway. Mm. You know, even obviously CTV doesn't have cookies.
Mm.
We know cookies are going away in digital, so we've needed to introduce new approaches for measurement, and making these operate sort of seamlessly in CTV just makes it easier for marketers to get consistent information, to drive insight. And I think, you know, if you look at the economic climate that we're in as well, proving the return on investment that you're getting is more important than ever.
So much more important, absolutely. And so does that, and you know, from your perspective, Grace, is it in part the sophistication of some of these tools that's, you know, brought more budget to potentially CTV channels for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think the more it grows, the more opportunities it's going to have, like from spend, especially from like my point of view. I think it still has a long way to go. Like you just look at the US market. I think I saw something the other day that said it was going to be something like $5 billion in the US market this year or something. And I think the UK is like 1.9. So it's still a long way to go, but we're kind of learning a lot of things from the US, and there's so many more like brands coming to play that you can even access now. So I think it's just I wouldn't say it's like in its infancy anymore, because I think it's just adapting and growing, and I think that's why it's so attracted for us right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I mean, you make a good point that the marketplace is huge in the US. I mean, it's a bigger market anyway.
Yes.
And the TV market, of course, historically has been enormous, and linear held on as long as they could. And then of course it's starting to shift very, very quickly. It's sort of held on because of the convenience, the established processes of buying. People are spending, if you're spending $70 billion a year on something, how easy it is to spend was important.
Yeah. Mm.
And so everyone was waiting because, you know, if I speak to my daughter or her friends, they're not watching traditional television, right?
Yeah.
And so that audience was changing for a long time. So whilst people were putting the money in, they wanted to deploy the budget, but the audiences were smaller, it had this weird effect of pushing up the CPMs.
Yeah.
And so it was like this sort of boiling frog, this shrinking pool. Weirdly, we're going to see something very similar in digital around cookies disappearing as well. Mm-hmm. But that effect lasted for a while, and it started to go, and it's collapsing really quickly.
Mm.
And so with that, with obviously the proliferation of more ad-funded or ads
channels,
not necessarily entirely funded, supported, ad-supported.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the media companies are finding out that actually they can get a, you know, a higher return per customer. Their ARPUs are actually higher in some of these mid tiers where they have some subscription level for low ad load. And I think that's, you know, the ad loads don't need to be high. ad loads on linear television are really high, primarily because the ads, everyone's seeing the same ad. The ads aren't relevant for most people. Therefore, they're not so valuable for marketers. Therefore, they can't afford to pay as much for them. But the content costs a lot of money. So the networks have to show more ads to pay for the content. Yeah. It's this vicious cycle. Mm. And if you can create more relevance, if you can actually effectively modify the content that an individual household or device is going to receive so that it's really relevant for them, each ad's worth more. A marketer can justify paying more for it when they can prove the results, and everyone wins.
Yeah. And I also see, you know, what you've just described there, Conrad, as a bit of a story about fragmentation as well, right? So, you know, the marketplace in the US, more sophisticated, as we've just mentioned, but there's an immense amount of fragmentation in CTV in general and probably also in the US. But also I feel like there's a lot of fragmentation in the TV marketplace and landscape here in the UK and also abroad in other European countries. How do you think that's going to play out from a tech point of view for you, Conrad? But hold on a moment because I want to ask Grace something else. And what does that feel like from an advertiser point of view? When you are investing in CTV campaigns, obviously you're looking for perhaps slightly more targeted audiences to try to be addressing. Does that all come into play when you're thinking about the volume of budget and the type of campaigns? Are you thinking to yourself, well, this ad is going to be seen on a particular platform to a particular size audience? What kind of impact does that have on the way that you're running the campaign?
It's really interesting because I think there's still that idea about linear TV and just needing to be in that place, and the costs are it's just bought very differently. So I think it definitely all comes into consideration. I think it's about those users in a TV space or CTV space, sorry, being like more high value users to us, and therefore, like we said, like be willing to maybe pay a bit more in some areas. But we've seen it being super efficient across the board for us. So it's just really appealing. I think, you know, there's still a bit of a way to go to get it on the same level as like a linear TV from our campaigns, because things like work well for us in terms of like long-term brand tracking. But I think the efficiencies that we get from a CTV buy in comparison, and then obviously like the goals afterwards of just being able to understand the user a little bit more and not just being lost into a wave of like linear TV metrics. Mm. I think it's a lot more appealing now. And the costs of it, like I said, being a high value user, just makes it kind of easier to get on plan most of the time.
Yeah. So the efficiency and the sort of data output afterwards are pushing you to kind of deal with any fragmentation and concerns around where the audience is, et cetera.
Yeah.
If you're getting results from it and you appear to be getting results from a lot of your investments, then it makes it worth it.
The measurement and accessibility and everything, like you mentioned before, it's just like bonuses on top. And it's kind of just like another reason to be like, this is a good route to go down.
So what's going to happen in with regards to fragmentation, Conrad, where's this going to go?
So I think, you know, fragmentation is great for consumers because it provides more choice. I think there's an argument in terms of navigation. It's still a little bit harder to find the things you want. You know, fragmentation on the web is amazing because you've got search engines and you've got referral links and all of these sorts of things. And so the ability to find unique audiences to find unique content is great for consumers. And that, of course, is fantastic in principle for marketers, because if they're fragmented and they're smaller, they tend to, you know, they're more likely to be more closely aligned with the things you want. If you can put them together, you're reaching more of the right audiences, you get a better return. Of course, that fragmentation created complexity, because a lot of the tools that have been used historically for buying media are sort of based on translating an expert's point of view into what all the input settings should be. You know, you think about all of the different levers that have to be set up in a traditional DSP. As there are more and more choices in terms of types of media and more sort of metrics that people want to control for, you know, whether it's viewability or now it's attention or what the goals are, and we want to then think about what the pacing is, it starts to become very expensive and very hard to set all those things properly. Like, which segment should I be using to target against, and how should I adjust my bids and so on? And so, you know, the approach we've taken is a bit different, which is to use, you know, obviously, there's a lot of discussion, a lot of excitement, a lot of hype around AI right now. We've seen all that with the ChatGPTs and so on. And those large language models are actually phenomenal for certain types of things. They aren't great for deciding which audience to target or for valuing impressions or for optimizing multiple objectives in a campaign. But other forms of machine learning are fantastic at that. Mm. And these solutions have the, you know, the same, the sort of the outcome-driven approach that you can do with machine learning as we use in the Quantcast DSP, not only delivers better results, consistently delivers better results, but it actually frees up marketers to spend more time thinking about marketing as opposed to these low-level controls. Because you're specifying the outcome and the constraints, not all of the inputs, it actually takes dramatically less time to operate and free up. So, you know, fragmentation is great for consumers. It can be great for marketers if you tame the complexity. And that's something we've worked really hard on with our platform.
Yeah. And do you also think that part of this is about, particularly on the CTV side of the industry, everybody just getting comfortable with that range of sort of options and so forth, right? So learning how to, there's an education piece. Mm. There's a sort of getting over maybe some of the, you know, assumptions that you might have about what TV advertising yeah. looks like. Then there's understanding what those levers are, you know, working with some obviously good quality partners that can help you navigate through that. Yeah. Do you think we'll get to a stage in another, say, 12 to 18 months' time where people are that much more experienced at advertising and marketing in a CTV environment that all of that feels a bit more comfortable?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I think so, definitely. Mm. It's like you said, it's the education piece about it. It's like the new shiny toy that's come along and people are excited about it, but maybe don't understand, haven't read the instruction manual, don't know how it works. So it's just growing, and as it matures, and like you said, as more people understand it and see it more often, it's just going to be something that's just going to be accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, CTV, like any other media channel, shouldn't get any less or any more budget than it can justify. Mm. And being able to more accurately measure how that creates a return, not just as an individual channel, but in combination with other channels.
Yeah.
Not the only exposure. I mean, like 94% of consumers are on their smartphone or another digital device whilst they're watching television. Right. So it's not, these things aren't in isolation. It's about how you're able to use them collectively and measure it to get a return. Obviously, the buying experience is evolving because there's, you know, is it coming from the AV teams? Mm. Is it coming from the digital teams? Mm. It's sort of both of them. And over time, that's clearly going to unify over time as well.
We're seeing that in our, like, you know, I buy some of the stuff that our AV team buy some of the stuff. And it's a bit like, when we're testing new platforms, maybe it'll come to me more, or if it's like an old kind of like almost BVOD CTV type buy, that will go to like the AV team. So it's still trying to find its place, that's for sure.
And that's a really interesting point, Grace, because, you know, Auto Trader, for any listeners that aren't familiar with it, that are maybe sitting outside the UK, it's an automotive marketplace, but it's quite a therefore sophisticated business, right? Because you're an online marketplace. You're also effectively like a publisher that's got lots of resources and information available. You, as you were saying earlier on, before we started recording the podcast and you and I are chatting, you work, you know, kind of directly with some of the car brands to sort of maximize their advertising opportunities. So you've got a pretty sophisticated business that you're running. Is Auto Trader as a business then trying to look across the piece and think, okay, what is the most efficient way for us to be doing all of this buying activity?
100%.
How do we make it work properly? Yeah, right.
100%. Like in the market at the moment, in like the automotive marketplace genre, there are so many competitors at the moment, you know, and you'll see them sponsoring every single
sporting event.
Everything out there. So it's about efficiencies from us. That's why we're not going to immediately say, okay, we need to stop running linear TV. We need to put it all into digital channels because they might end up being cheaper and things like that. It's not about that. It's making sure that we're doing a full funnel marketing campaign in the areas that we need to be, but being as efficient as possible and getting the most out of what we put in. It's about like making our creatives work harder, making the media buys that we actually purchase work harder. It's just, efficiencies. Okay.
Yeah. And do you then therefore think, you know, using some of these machine learning driven tools that will bring the entire sort of buying piece to a different level, if you like? It's going to improve sophistication within businesses like Auto Trader.
Yeah.
It's going to maybe make things easier for agency buying teams.
Yeah.
And it sort of feels like maybe the early days of programmatic, right? Do we think that it's kind of following a similar trajectory? What do you think?
I think it's going to get there faster because we're able to learn and leverage from everything that we've been used to doing in programmatic. I think that's the difference, is that, as I mentioned, so this CTV is TV, but CTV is also digital. Mm. Of course, there are differences in terms of the various levels at which you might be aggregating information about audiences. But sort of fundamentally, the ability for a marketer, you know, a sophisticated marketer like Auto Trader, where you've got, you know, lots of first party data, you understand information about the audiences, you can think about the audience segments, the existing or the new segments you want to reach, but actually then use that information and knowledge directly. Not in an abstract way where I'm trying to sort of map the insights that I've got and I know about my customers into sort of an RFP that goes out in a direct way where Auto Trader can be using the Quantcast DSP to build a specific audience based on the customers they want to have and then activate that audience in CTV and measure the results. I think because we're not starting from scratch, we're building off of a platform and the industry is building off a lot of experience now in sort of audience-based data-driven technologies, we're getting there. Getting there faster. And of course, you know, look at the growth in spend that's taking place. We've got this foundation that lets us, you know, make good use of it. Of course, there's still a lot of innovation still to be done. There's still lots of opportunity there. Yeah. But it's something that people can get an immediate return, get immediate learnings, of which I think is key, and then iterate from there.
Yeah.
I think as well, like, I know it's probably very similar agency side. I was agency before I worked at Auto Trader, but there's such a desire now to own everything that you run rather than like to, you know, brief out a separate media owner and get them to run it in their platform. It's about keeping as much of the data and activity that you run on your own platform so you can see what's going on. So that's a huge benefit to running any CTV activity rather than running like a direct, like old school deal with a linear TV broadcaster. So I think the desire to keep everything on platform is a so big thing.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, as you mentioned earlier on, Conrad, CTV is not a channel that's compromised by cookie deprecation, but I think that has sort of focused the minds of everyone in the industry on the importance of owning some kind of first party data or having access to some kind of first party data. Yes. And this all feeds nicely into that, right?
100%.
What would you say though to brands that have got a slightly different profile, maybe smaller brands or brands that don't have a lot of first party data that might see some barriers to dedicating spend into channels like CTV? What would you both be saying to them to try to convince them of the value of it? Conrad, let's go for you first.
So I think there's a couple of ways of approaching it. First of all, you know, any brand that has direct interaction through a website with their customers, maybe you have a conversion event on your website, we can connect that outcome that you're looking for. We can build predictive models from that and apply them in CTV. And then we can show directly the connection between that CTV exposure and those online outcomes. So maybe you've got a website, but you're not really, the conversions aren't online. Well, in that case, we can use the types of brand surveys that have existed for a long time in media. We can connect those to CTV, but get you responses in real time. You're not waiting till the campaign finishes in 3 months to find out that half of your creative executions aren't working. You're finding out right away, adjusting your budget and maximizing the return you can get, but also what you're learning to then feed back into your next campaigns, your other media strategies and so on.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, I actually would agree completely with that. It's about everything that you're doing should be in like the here and now. And I despise having to wait to the end of a quarter to find out that, oh, by the way, no one liked that. And I'm like, okay, great. So that's why I love running it, especially in the Quantcast platform. It's so easy to make changes so quickly. The platform, like you mentioned earlier, is so easy to use and not fiddly or like you don't have to muck around with anything. So my thing would be about like, if your issue is spend and you need to kind of find a better way to be more efficient and to actually understand the worth of every media pound that you spend, CTV is a great way to do that because you don't lose anything. You can see it all happening. You don't have to wait for confusing metrics that come out from
to be presented.
Yeah.
At the end of the quarter.
Exactly. Yeah. You can see it right now. It's much easier.
Yeah.
It's the control as well. I like having the control over the marketing and, you know, like, just being able to see that this impression happened in this space and I can see who saw it then and everything from the back of it.
Which again are all things that, you know, the entire industry is so much more focused on now than they were, say, 10, 15 years ago, early days of RTB and programmatic trading. Not that that wasn't always an ambition, but I think actually, you know, brands and marketers have got those tools at their fingertips now to understand exactly what's going into every campaign, what's coming out of every campaign. And it's tech innovation that's kind of brought us there, right? A lot of, you know, sort of trying to optimize the relationship both between the buy and the sell side, but optimizing also for specific channels and looking for specific ways to prove the value of the money that's being spent in marketing and advertising campaigns.
That's right. And having tools that are easy to use. You know, obviously for programmatic buying, marketers are using business software.
Mm.
But marketers are consumers. Everyone's used to using their smartphone and the apps and how easy they are to use. Business software needs to be that easy. And that's something that we've worked really hard on. And I think that's why we get the sort of feedback you've heard from Grace, and the ability to get consistently better results. I think Forrester did a total economic impact report on the Quantcast platform. So for every pound spent, marketers on average are seeing 44% more conversions. The same machine learning technology that's driving that, the predictive audiences and sort of the autonomous campaigns that's driving those results, also makes the solution much easier to use. So the stat was 50% less time spent actually in the software to get those results. Just think what you can do with that time back. And we should demand more. Business software doesn't have to be complex. We're all using software all the time now. It's entirely reasonable that our business software should be as easy to use.
That's such a good point. You know, I don't know why, have never really thought of ad tech and marketing tech through the lens of business software, but of course that's exactly what it is. And we demand it of every other software touch point in our lives. So why shouldn't it be the same for marketing and advertising?
Yeah. We're a really small team in the digital team as well. So every minute saved not having to go in and like being like really fiddly with everything that we do is just a benefit as well.
Goes elsewhere to the business,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So to sort of round this out, we've talked about this in and amongst some of the topics we've already covered, but where are you seeing the world of CTV going? Conrad, specifically, I'm interested in your point of view on the sort of tech innovation side of things and the more sort of overarching point of view. And Grace, I'm really interested to know what you would like to see coming forward in terms of innovations around CTV over the coming sort of 12 to 18 months to make that piece easier for you. Conrad, let's go for the wide view.
Of course, more consumer time spent with CTV, more choice. People testing out different models. Of course, the one that everyone's watching right now is how does Netflix's business evolve?
I think
how much of the environment is walled gardens, how much is accessible and connectable and measurable in the same way across things. I think all of that's going to be evolving. There'll be obviously what happens in the linear TV world will have an impact as well. There's talk recently of ESPN, the big sports carrier, the sports channel that Disney owns, doing direct-to-consumer, which is sort of maybe the last thing that most people are keeping some of their cable for in the US. So you have these sort of these other big things taking place that can really change consumer behavior in the landscape of the market. And I think that making sure, for us, it's making sure that we're able to support our customers accessing media, the media they want, the audience they want to get access to. We announced just recently an integration with FreeWheel to provide more access. I know that's very important in this market for a number of sort of premium media partners. So it's exciting. And and the opportunity is again, it's not this one or the other. Mm. It's how do you create an integrated whole that's bigger than the sum of the pieces?
Yeah.
Really interesting points around what's happening on the consumer side of CTV too, right? I mean, you touched on it actually at the start, Grace, when you mentioned that people have got sort of a specific tolerance for ads in that streamed TV environment. And I think it's fascinating to see how that's going to change potentially over the coming 12 to 18 months. We talk a lot about perhaps people's tolerance to ads in this market in comparison to a US market, which tends to be, heavier ad loads and those sorts of things. And I wonder if this is a bit of an inflection point in our lives lives in terms of TV consumption, that it's going to look really different in another as little as 12 to 2 years. And we might all turn around and look back and go, oh my God, can you believe they were actually watching Love Island on linear TV 5 years ago or whatever?
It's so true.
Yeah. So Grace, tell me, from your point of view, what would you like to see coming down the line with respect to CTV developments and innovations?
I actually think you touched on it a little bit, but from my point of view, it's less of the walled gardens. I want to be able to, it's probably being a bit greedy, but access everything everywhere in one place. The going to loads of different people, setting up loads of different individual campaigns isn't how I want to run CTV in the future. I want to run it in one buy that can run across everything. I mean, I'm not asking for much. If everyone could just like speak together.
Make that happen.
Yeah, good luck.
Work together, collaborate. Yeah.
We're certainly ready to do it.
Yeah.
We need some other parties to cooperate
there
as well.
There we go. Yeah.
So,
yeah, call to arms. Call to arms. Love it.
I think that's where I would really like it to go. Like, I want it to make it even easier than, and also I just want it should be easier than linear, because I personally always think digital is more accessible and is easier to just set up a campaign for. So, you know, that's what I'd be really interested to see.
Fantastic. We've run out of time, but Conrad, thank you very much. Lovely to have you here in the office.
Great to see you.
And Grace, thank you so much for coming in to speak to us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And that was this week's Mad Tech Podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone.